is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, welcome to it on this free-for-all Friday. Glad to have you on board for this conversation. You know, I've got a lot of family and friends in Florida, and watching the social media posts just makes you appreciate how much we have to be thankful for, that we're not in the line of this tornado or this hurricane or Harvey or Irma or any of these other things. In Michigan, we don't have to deal with such things, and it makes you thankful. Now, having said that, I've done some work here. There are charity monitoring advices, sites out there where you can find the best places to give. And Samaritan's Purse, which has made it to the top of our list, gets a great rating. But if you ever wonder, you want to look at the Salvation Army or the Red Cross or, you know, the ASPCA, whatever it might be, wherever you think you might want to give and donate and help out, there's a whole resource there that tells you that it grades them to let you know how much of your money makes it to where it belongs, how transparent they are, how much they spend on administration, and how much they spend on actually helping people. Extremely important. Donald Trump's donations now have been broken down. The Red Cross and Salvation Army each getting $300,000. This is for his $1 million donation to aid in the Harvey relief efforts. Reach Out America, $100,000. Samaritan's Purse, $100,000. Eight others getting $25,000 apiece. The ASPCA, Catholic Charities, Direct Relief, Habitat for Humanity, Houston Humane Society, Operation Blessing, Portlight Inclusive Disaster Strategies, and Team Rubicon. All benefiting from the president's generosity. Now think about this. The president doesn't take a salary, and he donates $1 million to hurricane relief in Texas. I'm sure he'll do the same in Florida. You couldn't do one without the other, that's for sure. And the closer we look at the Hurricane Irma, now downgraded to a Category 4. But don't let that make you think that this is going to be a better situation. It's packing winds of 155 miles per hour. It could be. So it's a very strong Category 4. You have to be at 158 miles an hour to be a 5. The only hope here is that somehow the mountains of Cuba, which they have done historically, may take some of the organization out of this storm, and therefore it will possibly be a bit weaker by the time it gets to the Florida Keys. Now, the Florida Keys, looking at the potential of a storm surge of 10 to 15 feet, which would put pretty much all of those islands underwater. Key Largo and all of those places, Key West, underwater with a 10 to 15 foot storm surge. It's going to be a devastation like they haven't seen since Andrew in 1992. 25 years. But I see people trying to get out of there. Gasoline in short supply, stations running out. People are trying to get out of the way. But the entire state of Florida looks to be getting hit with this storm. It'll be a class Category 4, a Cat 4 when it comes up in Miami. By the time it gets to Orlando, probably a Category 3. By the time it gets to the Georgia line, a Category 2. That's if it doesn't go back out over the ocean and possibly strengthen before it goes into Savannah. Savannah, Georgia now being evacuated as a result of this storm as well. So all of these things are in play as we speak here. I give credit to Governor Rick Scott. He has done, I think, a terrific job of being out there and in front of everybody. And he said, listen, you need to evacuate. We can't help you. Once the storm starts, we cannot help you. We can't save you. The storm still being regarded by many as the most powerful that we've recorded in the Atlantic Ocean since we began studying these things. Now, keep in mind, our measurement capabilities today are far superior to what they were even a few years ago. We've been tracking hurricanes consistently since 1851, and of course, the technology then compared to now isn't the same, but I can, without question, it is one of the more powerful storms ever tracked. The most powerful storms did pack winds higher, but not for as long. This storm packed 185-mile-an-hour winds for 37 hours, which we've never tracked anything that strong before. It is now down to 155 miles an hour. We'd like it to go to 120, and then maybe 85 would be nice. We can live with 85. But we'll just have to watch this and see where it heads. Cuba is evacuating tourists as we speak. Guantanamo Bay, as we heard from Carl last hour, preparing for a rain event and some wind, but not devastation. Some of these small islands out there, Barbados, the Turks and Caicos, Puerto Rico, significant damage. A couple of those smaller islands, some of the damage estimates, 95% of the homes damaged or destroyed. And they have another hurricane following up. Hurricane Jose, a Category 3, a Cat 3 storm. So all of those islands that have just been devastated by Irma are now under hurricane watch again. As Hurricane Jose is coming, it does not appear that Hurricane Jose will come to the United States, so it appears that it'll pull up and head north far earlier. It could end up over Bermuda. The Turks and Caicos damaged dramatically as well. Tremendous damage there from this hurricane. So the warnings are in now, though, for South Florida. At least 500,000 people need to get out of the way immediately today. Mandatory evacuations going on. Governor Rick Scott saying, listen, you've got to go. And if you try to ride it out, it's a bad choice. In fact, the entire state is under a hurricane watch or warning as we speak. If the hurricane maintains its integrity as it heads north into Orlando and the other, every major city in Florida, every major population center could be affected by this storm. And likely will be. In a negative fashion, I mean. Jupiter, the Keys, Lake Okeechobee, Orlando, Winter Park, Tallahassee, all of it, the whole state. This is the kind of devastation we're dealing with. And so here's the question. Do we have the financial resources to deal with it with FEMA and so forth? We're already stretched pretty thin. Resources being pulled out of Texas for the last several days and redirected to Florida. It seems to be working, but, you know, the other thing that just makes me scratch my head, you watch these news networks, and they put these people out there. What's going on? Well, there's a hurricane out here, and I hope to survive. Yeah, well, if you're telling everybody else to leave, why are you putting a news crew on the beach in Key West? They don't have any place to go hide either. The boats are going to get tossed out of those. If you get a 15-foot storm surge, the boats are going to be tossed out of the marina. The debris is going to be in the air. It's going to be ugly. It is going to be ugly. But you see the news crews, they'll be right down there in it. You know, one of these days, they're going to get somebody killed. The networks are going to get somebody killed because they have them stand right out there in one of these storms. And it's, you know, close to suicide is what it is. 14 after that, it's free-for-all Friday. You can ring it up, 888-900-9966. Glad to have you on a pretty nice Friday here in Michigan, relatively speaking. We'll be right back.